everyone just needs a little love.
More noise, please.
You are listening to More Noise, Please on netradio.ca and 1280 AM in Toronto every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and now in syndication on cfrc.ca and 101.9 FM in Kingston every Friday at 10 p.m. I am Supergen and I am your host. My guest this month is Toronto-based musician, label owner, and event organizer Owen Kurtz. He's going to be playing some artists you can hear on his label and at some upcoming events, and make some announcements about some shows that you'll definitely want to check out. Stick around to hear my selections in the second half, including, as always, lots of Canadian DIY noise and noisy artists and bands.
Hi, my name is Owen Kurtz, and I am a local representative of the Ministry of Phonics Services, a Toronto-based record label and event organizer. We are currently in the middle of our first mini-festival called the Back to School Field Trip, a series of five outdoor DIY experimental concerts around Toronto. The first show featured Nevada Jane Arlo and Adrian Rousseau, Dame Cook, Galena and Andy Emporium, and Wilderness Adventure Ride at the Forest venue. The second night had myself, Owen Kurtz, M. Wright, Louis Pino, and a duo of Brian Rurick and %%30% %30% at the Stadium venue. There were then two secret shows at the festival, including Yoshi McClure Wall and Percentage's Rock and Roll Performance at the Boulder, and Max Donaldson with Steve Mann's Hydraulophone, B. Solomon, and Wilderness Adventure Ride at the Dock venue. The final show in this series is Friday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the UFO. To spoil ourselves, this is our name for the Oculus Pavilion, which is located on the Humber River Recreational Trail. The show includes performances from Kurt Newman, Krodkar, Important Hair, Colin Fisher, and Ecotone Orchestra, including an on-site sound installation from the Cell Group and an after-party set of electronic performances from Hit Play. What you just heard before this is the song But What She Said from Winnipeg-based artist Inga Marie off of her Ministry of Phonics Services release, Collected Birdsong Recordings, 2020-2021. For the rest of this segment, I'm going to be focusing on music from the performers for Saturday's show. This is a track called Invisible Harness from Kurt Newman's project Country Phasers' most recent album, KG Doves.
Thank you.
That was the track Invisible Harness from Kurt Newman's project Country Phasers with Sandra Perry from the 2024 album KG Doves. This next track is from Important Hair's 2023 album Decrepit Karaoke, entitled Computer Generated Images of Collapse. That was Important Hair's 2023 song, Computer Generated Images of Collapse, from the album Decrepit Karaoke. Next, we have a cut from Colin Fisher's recent album, Sons of the Heart. This is Mujil Imaginala. Thank you. That was Colin Fisher's track Mutual Imaginalis from the Sons of the Heart album, his most recent. Up next, we have a little leaked track from Ecotone Orchestra, the trio of Ben Rossitson on horns, Sierra Weston on no input mixing board, and Yoshi McClure Wall on the bass. This is a potential cut from their upcoming debut album on the Ministry of Phonic Services. As of yet untitled, they will be closing out the show, certainly not an act to be missed. And here we go. I want to give a big thanks to Super Gen for giving us the opportunity to highlight these great artists' work who will be playing at the final Back to School Field Trip show on September 28th at 8 p.m. at the UFO venue, the Oculus Pavilion. The event is Pay What You Can and a part of an outdoor series of public shows curated and conceived with the idea of bringing new concepts on the utilization of our public spaces for public enjoyment, community, and artistic endeavors. Again, the show is featuring Kurt Newman, Krodkar, Important Hair, Colin Fisher, Ecotone Orchestra, sound installation from the Cell Group, and an after-party set of electronic performances from Hit Play. The next track is from my duo with %%%30%30, Willer's Adventure Ride, from our album Public Statements on the Privatization of Ontario Place. This is the track Pebble Beach. Hope you have enjoyed, hope you will enjoy, and hope to see you at the show. Thank you.
pencil.
More noise, please.
Thanks to Owen Kurtz for that great guest set. If you like what you heard, be sure to check out the Ministry of Phonics Services label and the event this Saturday, September 28th. I'm going to be starting my set off with a track entitled Track of Time by Edwina Falquist, a musician from Berlin and Barcelona. was a track by Toronto's Northumbria entitled Lux Lunae off the album also entitled Northumbria. Coming up next is track 4 by the collaboration between Ottawa's Kaechlis and Stereo Mike off their 2024 album Sod You All. Was a track by Toronto's Pat E entitled Burnstar. Before that, we heard part one off the Influenza album by Lucas Grandpa Abela. Coming up next is Execution Fixation by Toronto's Soap Eater off the album with the same name, which just came out September 13th. If you like what you hear, you can catch them at Seascape November 28th. Last track was God of Gaps by Toronto's Unwell, which just came out September 18th. That's just about all the time I have for tonight. Thanks again to my guest Owen Kurtz, and thank you for listening to More Noise, Please.
More Noise, Please.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather, a place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
Local Indie Wake Up handles your morning.